Do you like what we do? Well, let me introduce you to Friends of Near. This is a way for you to support the great work of Near Media Co-op, which we here at Near think will give friends and family the chance to actively support the community media work we just love doing. Joining is easy, and you can find out more at near.ie/friends or by email to friends@near.ie. There's a few T's and C's, but only a few. Promise. Go on. Let's be friends.
And on the line now, I have Lisa De Jong from the Irish Writers Centre. Good afternoon, Lisa.
Hi, how are you? Thanks very much for having me.
Thank you very much for taking the call. Now, you're a very successful author, Lisa. Do you want to tell us a little bit about the Irish Writers Centre, and then we talk about the upcoming...
Yeah, no, yeah. I'm actually not an author, but there is another woman with the same name who is a successful author,
oh,
I believe.
So one of my researchers went wrong there.
No worries. So I work in the Irish Writers' Centre here on Parnell Square in Dublin 1. And what we do is we are a resource centre for writers at all stages in their career. So we support, promote and inform writers. That's our mission. So beginners and established writers through various ways, different projects, courses and all sorts of events and things like that.
Yeah, there's lots of projects going on and coming up. And but there's one in particular here now that's happening for International Women's Day in March. Do you want to tell
right,
us about
yeah.
that?
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. So in March, so International Women's Day is actually Friday the 8th of March, and we have an event the following day on the Saturday called Women Ex-Borders, which is where we are partnering with a group in Northern Ireland called Women Aloud Northern Ireland. And we're inviting women from all over the country, including Northern Ireland, to come and be part of a day-long event, which includes networking opportunities, panel discussions about writers and the business of writing. And as part of that, we have a day-long readathon where about 80 women will be asked to read 3 minutes of their work. And we're looking for women from all over the country. And we have an open call for that at the moment. And we're especially interested in women from minority groups and women writing in Irish and other languages as well as English.
Okay, and we'll just say that Women Aloud Northern Ireland is A-L-O-U-D.
That's right, yeah, yeah.
And if you're looking for writers to read.
Yeah, we are. Yeah, we have an open call on our website at the moment. And the deadline is, I believe it's Friday the 1st of February. So if anyone listening to this is interested in reading their work and connecting with other women, they can go onto our website, irishwritercentre.ie. And if they scroll to the bottom, they'll see the call for the event.
Yeah, and Ireland has always produced great writers. And have you any plans or any definite readers yet that we might know?
I don't know yet. I haven't looked to see who exactly has signed up. But yeah, you're dead right. We have, you know, we've some great writers in this country. And for example, Anne Enright is one of our ambassadors, as is Marion Keyes, two very well-known women writers in Ireland. Now, I don't know if they're going to be there on the day, but they're two of our ambassadors, and we'll have, you know, lots of women. So we'll have women who are published and also women who are beginning to write coming on the day.
Yeah, and you also have a thing there, Young Writers Delegates Programme. What's that about?
Yeah, exactly. So that's... an opportunity as part of our professional development that we do for writers to encourage and support writers. So for the young writers at the moment, we have an open call for writers who are aged between 18 and 26 to take part in two festivals. Like, you can apply for both, but they're separate applications. So one is called Kirch, which is a literary festival in Galway, I believe happening, I can't remember the exact dates, but it's happening in the springtime, and then the International Film Festival as well. And those are up on our website as well for young writers to apply for. So what would happen is they send in an application to us, and then we give them free passes to the festival, and then they get to take part in the festival and share about it on social media, and maybe they'll write blogs about it or whatever. And the idea is to encourage them to attend literary events and arts events in order to inspire and support them in their own creative journey.
Right. And that if people want to get involved here, how can they get involved?
So if they go on to irishwritercentre.ie, and then if they go to resources section on our website, they'll find then there at the top resources, and then if they click on residencies, retreats and opportunities, they'll find the open calls on our website. And we share all that information as well on our social media platforms too, and our newsletter. So if you sign up to our newsletter on our website, when we announce those kinds of opportunities, you'll be the first to hear about it.
Yeah, and as I said earlier, there's lots happening here, and you get the great support, I believe, from the Arts Council of Northern Ireland.
Yeah, we do, exactly, yeah. So the Arts Council of Northern Ireland support a lot of projects that we do with them. So, for example, Women Ex Borders is one that they give us a lot of funding for that. We have awards as well. We have another project called Ex Borders, which is it's kind of like a writing internship for a select group of writers, so 20 writers, to take part in seminars and workshops. And we invite guest speakers to come along. So we had Rory O'Neill, who's also known as Panty Bliss, come before Christmas into the Writers' Centre, and he gave a talk on the topic of transition and what that meant for him in his life. And then, you know, those talks then encouraged the writers to write. So it's a really good project to cement and encourage healthy relationships between the north of Ireland and the Republic of Ireland. And you know, with everything going on at the moment with Brexit, we're really interested in really keeping the like healthy, good, strong relationships around the whole country, all of the counties of Ireland. And it's great to have the funding from both the Arts Council of Ireland and the Arts Council of Northern Ireland involved. They've really helped us a lot with, you know, getting those projects out into the public domain.
Yeah, I'm just looking through the stuff here, and there's lots and lots that go on. I didn't realise, you know, you have Northern Ireland Creating a Scene, playwriting, the Lived Life memoir.
So those are our courses. So if anyone's interested in you know, doing a course, we've loads of courses. We've courses on all the time during the week and at the weekends, both here in the centre and in Northern Ireland. So you just picked an interesting one there called A Life in Words, Memoir and Autobiography with Mary Rose Callahan.
Yeah.
And memoir is, you know, when you write your own story or part of your own story, and we've seen a lot of memoirs come out now this year. Michelle Obama has one called Becoming that a lot of women are reading, and a lot of Irish, there's a lot of Irish published memoirs this year as well before Christmas. It's a really popular genre, and so we've got a course on that at the moment, and there's still spaces left as well. Yeah.
And there's another one there I'm looking at, Teens Writing Camp.
Oh yeah.
Do you get big uptake on that one? There are a lot of young people there writing.
Yeah. So that's part of our strategy. Is now we do see mostly adults coming through the door, but we are trying to get more young people, so teenagers, young adults, and then even children. We have courses for children happening as well. So, and we've got some great writers. You know, they're really, we have Teen Writing Camp with Deirdre Sullivan, and we have one called Second Thursday Writing Club with Oisin McGann, and they're both really good facilitators for the young ones. It's a great way for them to, you know, get off the screens and also connect with each other and meet like-minded kids as well. You know, it's really important for them to have that kind of opportunity.
Yeah, it's as I said, I didn't realise there's so much going on over there. Now,
we do a lot of work, don't we?
Yeah, very busy. You spoke about memoirs there, and would the majority of people going into it, would it be fiction that they'd be more interested in, or does it vary?
Yeah, that's a really good question. It kind of varies. Like, from what I see, like, most people are more interested in fiction. But memoir is... it's kind of like an up-and-coming genre. So the difference between memoir and autobiography, an autobiography is where you write your life story, and you only really have one life story. So a lot of sports people would have an autobiography or a biography, which is written by someone else. And a memoir is, it can just be like a chapter of your life, or it can be about a particular topic. So say if you survived cancer, it can be about that, or it can be a coming-of-age story. So you can have many different types of memoirs, and generally one autobiography. So from what I've seen in publishing now these days, memoir is starting to become more and more popular. Another word for another term we use for it is called autofiction, or even creative nonfiction.
Yeah.
So because you're using yourself and your own truths, but there's still a narrative in memoir. There's still like a story arc in the same way that you would have in a novel, in a fiction.
Yeah, and you mentioned there to get people away from their screens. Young people are big into their iPods and their laptops, and you know, God, the days are long gone. You probably don't even remember the typewriters.
Oh yeah, no, I do. Yeah.
So and it's great that young people are interested in writing, and it's great to see young people reading. You know, reading the.
Absolutely, it is great to see young people reading. And you know, we've even had people can become members of the Irish Writers' Centre, and we have members, so professional members, and then if you're a writer and you know you want to be a member and you want to come and use the space, you can sign up for a membership here and use the space in our Georgian building here on Parnell Square to write. And so we have some young members, and we've had some events during the year where we had people read in public, and some of them have been young readers and teenagers and even children, and that's been really great to see, you know, to see them getting up in front of an audience and reading their work. It's a very brave thing to do. It's not easy, and even adults find it hard. So, yeah, we always encourage children, you know, with their writing and their reading as well, definitely.
And you mentioned getting up there and reading, and it is also a course, The Art of the Spoken Word.
Yeah, we have The Art of Spoken Word. Is that the one with
Jessica Traynor and Carol Parkinson?
That's right, yeah. That's so spoken word is also another big genre in the world of writing, I suppose, and it's really popular in Dublin. There's so many different open mic nights happening around the city, and you know, so spoken word is like it's kind of like a form of poetry where it's longer and it's more emotionally charged than you'd normally have, like from the poetry that we would have read for Leaving Cert. It's much more lyrical as well, and so these writers would learn their work off by heart and then they would perform, and sometimes you have competitions and that kind of thing. So we have a course in that with Jessica Traynor, who is a poet, and Carol Parkinson, who is a spoken word poet, an award-winning spoken word poet, coming up as well. And that would be great because it kind of combines the art of writing with the art of performing, and bringing your work that's on the page to the stage, essentially. And also connected to that, we also actually have our own open mic night, and there's one coming up this Friday called Taking the Mic. So if anyone is interested in spoken word and performing, do check that out as well. That's it's happening at 7 o'clock here in the Writer Centre, and it's BYOB. So it's a fun thing to do. And if you're really interested in getting involved in spoken word, that I'd recommend that course as well here.
Now, as I said, there's lots and lots going on over there, and if people wanted to look it up, it's the website, is it IrishWriterCentre.ie or just WriterCentre.ie?
Yeah, it's IrishWriterCentre.ie.
Okay, and we'll go back to what we originally spoke about, the Women Ex Borders readathon, and you're looking for readers to take part in that. Now, is there a deadline on that? Or?
Yep, so the deadline is Friday, the 1st of February, and you just go onto the website, And you'll see, if you scroll down to the bottom, you'll see call for participants, women exporters. And then there's a form at the bottom. They have to fill out like a Google form questionnaire. And then we do, because we only have a limited number of places, so to give us as much information as possible, and then we'll make a selection, and we'll be in touch with the applicants.
Well, okay, Lisa, listen, it's been very interesting talking to you, and thanks for taking the call. Is there anything you'd like to add before we go?
No, that's everything. If anyone is interested, you know, do follow us on Facebook and on Twitter. We're very active on Facebook and Twitter. And if you are on our website, you can sign up to our newsletter there as well at the bottom of the page, where we release all our information every week in our newsletter, and you'll be the first to hear of anything that's going on.
Okay, Lisa, thanks very much for taking the call, as I said.
It's been very interesting. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, Lisa De Jong there, and from the Irish Writers' Centre, and it's writerscentre.ie to get all your information there.